Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for this week. Well, the USDA NAS, National Agriculture Statistical Service, will be seeking input from area farmers. The Iowa field offices will be contacting a sample of producers here between May 29th and June 15th, and those representatives will use area photographs to visit randomly selected tracts of land and interview the operators of the land of that tract, while other producers may be contacted by either mail or telephone. If you are contacted by NAS, we encourage you to participate and cooperate with those representatives that will be contacting you. Any information that you do provide is kept confidential and protected by federal law, and NAS publishes only the aggregate level data, ensuring that no individual operation or producer can be identified. State level data for Iowa, along with the data for other states and the nation, will be published on June 30th, and all reports will be available on the internet at www.nass.usda.gov. If you have any questions about how to complete a survey from the NAS Iowa field office, please call their toll-free number at 1-800-772-0825. I want to remind producers that the enrollment period for the 2016 Safety Net farm program coverage that we have, the Agriculture Risk Coverage ARC, or the Price Loss Coverage PLC programs, ends on August 1st. So these contracts need to be completed by that date. Although you have already made the choice between the ARC and the PLC program a year ago or so, the fact remains that you still have to enroll those farms on an annual basis if you want to receive benefits for the coming year. So producers are encouraged to contact their local office and schedule an appointment to get this process done. If it's not enrolled for the 2016 enrollment period and the farm prices sag and the revenues are below our benchmarks, there'll be no benefits earned for that farm. So again, we encourage you to get that process done. I'm sure many of you are probably holding out and waiting till maybe you come in and do your acreage reports. Now, that leads me into the 2016 acreage reporting deadline. So in order to comply with the FSA program eligibility requirements, all producers are encouraged to visit their local FSA county office and file an accurate crop certification report by the applicable deadline. For corn and beans, that deadline is July 15th. So when you get your crops planted and you have a moment of time, give your FSA office a call, set up an appointment, and go in and make your farm acreage certification. If you have questions regarding any crop certification or crop loss reports, please contact your local FSA county office and they can assist you. Remind producers that FSA does have the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program. It is a low-interest financing for producers, and those interest rates that we have are established. They are fixed for the term of the facility loan, which can be either 7, 10, or 12 years. Generally, loans up to $50,000 can be secured by just the promissory note and security agreement, and some loans between $50,000 and $100,000 will no longer require any additional securities of real estate, etc. You do not need to demonstrate the lack of commercial credit availability to apply. The loans are designed to assist a diverse range of farming operations, including the small and mid-sized farm operations, as well as new farmers and operations supplying local food farmers markets, etc. If you have any interest in this facility loan program, visit your county office or at the website www.fsa.usda.gov/price support. Reminder for producers, if they are thinking about sealing any grain, that the final availability date for a market loan for 2015 crop is May 31st. That's next Tuesday. So you need to have that application made by the close of business next Tuesday afternoon. This would be for your corn and soybeans. And like with anything else, I want to strongly encourage all producers to ensure that you make an appointment with FSA. This will help maximize the use of your time and ensure that you are afforded our full attention while you're here to conduct your business. So please call ahead of your visit and set an appointment and discuss anything that you may need to bring with you when you arrive for that appointment. For local FSA service center contact information, you can visit our website at http://offices.sc.egov.usda.gov, and you will find your local FSA offices there. A reminder to everybody that next Monday, May 30th, we will be closed for Memorial Day. That includes both the FSA and NRCS offices. And our doors will be back open again on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin reporting for USDA. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you next month.